Good evening, news fans. This is Harry K. Cronkite. Tonight's big story is in Orange, Virginia, where it's been announced that radio station WJMA will again broadcast the 48-hour New Year's Marathon. Last year, as you will remember, WJMA broadcast the 500 greatest hits of all time on New Year's weekend. With the report on the story, here's our correspondent on the scene, Hardly Reasonable.
This is Hardly Reasonable, and I'm here with Russ Roberts, who's been chosen to broadcast for 48 continuous hours on New Year's weekend. Tell me, Russ, what was your reaction when you were told you would do the marathon this year?
Why me, Lord?
I understand you had some very special words to say to the public after you were selected.
Dip, 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 dip. Ba, ba, ba.
Dum, 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 dee, doo, be, dum, 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 dee, doo, be, dum.
Dead, dum.
Well then, how did your mother react?
Poor little fool. Oh yeah.
This seems like a pretty big break for you. What sort of things have you done around the radio station in the past?
Take out the papers and the trash.
I see. Do you think you'll be prepared for the marathon on New Year's weekend?
If we make it through December.
What? Do you think you'll make it through all 48 hours without going to sleep?
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
What do you intend to do during all that time on the air?
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak. Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
With all that time in one place, you must have something special you'll be wearing.
A white sport coat. And a pink carnation.
Thank you, Russ Roberts, who will be on the air continuously for 48 hours on New Year's weekend. This is Hardly Reasonable, returning you now to Harry K. Cronkite in New York.
Ever since the news of this spectacular radio event broke, we've had our reporters around the country securing comment from many of the recording artists who will be featured on the marathon. Here with a report is Barbie Halters.
Today, I've been talking with a number of people to get their reaction to the news that Russ Roberts will be on the air for 48 hours during the WJMA New Year's Marathon. A marathon. Here are some of the reactions. First, Connie Francis.
Time alone will tell.
And from Paul and Linda McCartney.
We're so sorry.
And here's Ricky Nelson.
Poor little fool.
Well, Dan and Dean, do you think Russ should be able to stay awake for the whole marathon?
If Russ says 1, 2, 3.
And Petula Clark has some words of advice for Russ.
Don't sleep in the subway, darling.
Well, that's about it from the entertainment capital of the world. This is Barbie Halters sending you back to New York and Harry Cronkite.
Thank you, Barbie. A swell report. Now here's a report from award-winning and beloved Wally Balloon with an exclusive interview with last year's marathon host, Jerry Hooper. Take it away, Wally.
Thank you, Harry. I'm here with Jerry Hooper, who managed to stay awake for 53 hours on the New Year's marathon last year. Jerry, was it hard to stay awake?
No, not much.
Well then, how did you feel after the marathon?
Too good to pop.
I see. Well, how did you feel during the marathon?
Well, I think I'm going out of my head.
And why was that, Jerry?
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady.
What did your wife have to say about that? Well, that's about it from here, where Jerry Hooper is still recovering from last year's marathon. This is radio's award-winning, beloved Wally Balloon reporting.
Well, that about wraps up this story. This is Harry K. Cronkite. Goodbye.